Parshas Lech Lecha b'etzem starts the process all the way through Parshas Vayechi, most of Sefer Bereishis, about the Avos, Maitza Avos Siman Levanim. And during these Shabbatos, on Shabbos or B'chlal during the week, a person has to still tichtzu to understand Havana, Kifi Dargenu, Dargesenu, Avos, and still tichtzu to them. That's the Avoid and that's the Hashpah that a person can take again. Lech Lecha in Zohar state that before the Eibush to send the person down to this world, he takes the neshama and he sound. He tells the neshama Lech Lecha. That's a bracha and a haftacha and a tzivoy all mixed in one. That Azoyi by Avraham Avinu there was a lecha. The neshama before it goes down is told Lech Lecha. And every year the Emes Nochamo, first of all, when we go through the Omniron and Sukkot is kulay the bechina of Lech Lecha. And not the highest madrigas and Simchas Torah, but then we have to face reality and go into the long winter galus. We don't every year, but I don't every year is different. But it's Nachamol. It starts off near at the beginning with a Lech Lecha. The limit of that Lech Lecha. Every person has his egin at tzivi of a Lech Lecha. Every person has his own mahalach where he's supposed to go. Now, if you make a wrong turn on the highway, if you're not going to be with ways, get yourself back. So you're going to be far off, not where you're supposed to be. That's all part of the person's Lech Lecha. You have to make the U-turn and go back on the derech. Lech Lecha also is the yisoy that every person is a mahalach. V'nasati lecha mahalach bein o'im d'me'elu. A mahalach is o'imid, but a person is a hoylech. Lech Lecha. A person has to know that he's always on. He might be going backwards if he's not going to be careful, but it's either frontwards or backwards. There's an akuda. That's the message of Lech Lecha. And that's the Lech Lecha that every year is told, like we said in the Zohar, before he's noilad. The tzibah, the Eibush sends down the person to the high alma is with Lech Lecha. Now the Nesoyin of Abraham, we have that Asor Nesoyin of Abraham, but we have here the Nesoyin talk of Lech Lecha, Me'aretz Lecha, with everything that he did, so much Hashkah that he had put into the Nefesh Asher Otsu, that he put so much Koichas and into it, and he's told to leave. The last Nesoyin, well, let me show you actually what exactly the 10 Nesoyinus were, which ones count as the 10, we'll talk about that Beis Zer Hashem separate, over one of the last, maybe the last, but one of the last Nesoyinus was the Akedah, some say that the Kfura Sukha Nesoyin, Lech Lecha, it says over there also Lech Lecha, by the Akedah, by the Akedah it also says Lech Lecha, and the Medrash Be'emesh Stelf, which is the bigger Nesoyin, how, and compare the math, the Nesoyin of Lech Lecha, and the Nesoyin of Akedah, which it also calls Lech Lecha. There's a big chilek, the nakuda of the two lech. Lech Lecha Avada is 100. It's gematria 100. Rome gets 100 on the Nesoyin. He gets 100 on the test. But Lech Lecha, the Lech Lecha of Akedah was a one, a tremendous utzma, a power of Nesoyin, to taka the oiked, it's vinchas, yichitcha asher ahavta, but it's a one-time thing. The other Lech Lecha, the Lech Lecha of Me'aretz Lecha is a Lech Lecha of every day, again and again, making a decision that's going to have repercussions for Vayter and Vayter and Vayter. And it's not Pasha, which is a hard Nesoyin. You could even say, if the Lech Lecha of Akedah was Mesirus Nefesh, Akoponim for Avram Klapi Yitzchok, Lomus Al Kiddush Hashem, the Lech Lecha is Mesirus Nefesh, Lomus Al Kiddush Hashem. There's Lomas al Kiddush Hashem and there's Lachias al Kiddush Hashem. It's not Pasha, which is harder. Nefesh be'emes is a lashon of Ratzoin. The Sfarim write that when a person says to be Moister Nefesh, Lav Dafka means Pasha, to let yourself get killed. If you have a Nefesh, Nefesh is your Ratzoinus, im yesh es nafshecha. It says, Nefesh is the Ratzoin of a person. A person is Moister Nefesh, Mevatel Ratzoin and Yifnei Ratzoin Vayra. That's Mesirus Nefesh. And again, there's the Mesirus Nefesh of Chad Pami, a one time thing. I would say also, you know, we went through the Yom Neiron, that's when a person, on a spur of a moment or of a zman or of a day, gets to a Madrega. And then there's afterwards that he goes through the entire year. The entire year you go through a Lech Lecha. In the Haftorah, there's a Mori de Gadiyak, there's a Pasuk. The Koyvi Hashem Yachlifu Koyach, Yalu Eber Kanasharim. Yorutsu v'lo yigo. They're going to run and not get tired out. Yelchu, they're going to go and also v'lo yofu. So the shaila is, it's a kal v'chomer. You're saying already yorutsu, that even from running they're not going to get worn out. Certainly from yelchu they're not going to be yigo. And efshe the pshat and the pasuk is, there's the 100 dash and then there's the marathon. Yes, there's the yorutsu, a quick run, a quick dash, a quick run, a gewisse sprung of mysterious nefesh of doing something. And then you don't get that either. But then there's the marathon. It's much longer. It's with a much longer process and a mahalach. A person has to know that that also he has to go durch. And that's the two kinds of lech lecha. Now, for this kind of lech lecha, which is through the whole year, you have to know there's rainy days, there's sunny days, there's different mahalachim, there's different... There's aliyas and yiridas. You may aven, you may sinna. The pasuk says, "Heles, v'yoyim toiv heyei b'toiv, uv'yoyim ra re'ei." Gam ezel umazeh osel likid. So I heard of Shas. On the good days, v'yoyim. Sometimes the Rosh Hashanah is mazaki with a good day. V'yoyim toiv heyei b'toiv. Let the toiv sink in. Taka, use it. Use it as a springboard for afterwards, for you know, for what you know is coming. But heyei b'toiv. But then come to Pesach Shlach. V'yoyim ra re'ei. Stand on the outside, look at it, let it pass. Let it get door. And realize that that's the process of going through the two ways of Lech Lecha. Now you have here the sugi of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was the Erster that was Hikar as Bayreuth. You have the Rambam in Hilchas Avayra, and he's describing what happened with Avraham Avinu. He says, Kivan Shenigmal Eison Zeh, Avraham Avinu, Eison Zeh, Hischel is shoytek b'daytoy who cut on, and he started thinking about what's going on in the world. Yesh manig l'biru. And then the Rambam continues, uben arboyim u'shmoyin ashana hikar Avram es boyrei. One gear says arboyim shana, the other gear says arboyim u'shmoyin. When Avram Avinu was 48 years old, he was makir as boyrei, and once he was hikar v'yoda, he started being meshev chubis to the b'nei or kastin. The Ravid over there sells on the Rambam. The Rambam says 40 or 48. The Ravid says Avram. If you look at the Agadah, it says he was 3 years old. Of course, the Ravid is coming from the Gemara in the Durham that says Ekev Asher Shama Avram B'Koyli. Ekev is 172 because Avram Avinu lived 75 years and he was already Yodei as Boyrei at the age of 3. So it's Ekev, 172 years Avram Avinu was Shama B'Koyli. Ekev Asher Shama B'Koyli. The Emes says if you look in the Medrash Rab, it's a Machlokes. Machlokes of Yekar Shlokes. It brings a Machlokes. If Avram Avinu was at 48 years old or at 3 years old. So it's that the Machlokes in the Rambam and Ravid. But the Acharim explained, I saw the Ali Shur touches up the sugi like this. Avraham Avinu at the age of 3 was Yodeya Shiyesh Boyrei Oyla. But at the age of 48 it says, Hikir Beliboy. There's a difference between Yediyo and Kara Belev. V'yodato Hayoy and Vashay Vesa Elav Avechet. Yidua, the famous Zog, the Memra of Rav Elia. He said, the same Merchak that there is between loy to viyodato, fund the viyodato to hikir or bahashi voice el vavecha, that same merchak. It's an entirely different thing. Avraham Avinu was yedeir at the age of 3, but the hikir as boyroi was talk only at 48. Lamaisa, after that, so he was hikir as boyroi, he started teaching the b'nei or kastim. He was megayir geirim es hanefesh asher ucharon. And it's interesting, none of that is mentioned in the Torah. The first thing that's mentioned in the Torah from the Asarnas Yoinis of Avraham Avinu is from the Lech Lecha. All the Mahalach of Asavon, he did with his own seichel. He was Yodeya, then he was Hikir, and then he was Mefarsim. And that we don't talk about. The Mesiris Nefesh, that the Eibush is telling him now to leave. Everything that he put Kaisas into for those years. And all because Kasiva Avoyre, Kasha Siva Hashem, that's the first message. Then there's a whole process afterwards. But that's the first message that the Torah is madgish on Avraham Avinu, the chelik of the kasher tziv Hashem lav davki that he came to it with Eichel. Lech lecha me'artzecha, Rashi says, lo loy ha'aretz miyad kedei lechavva be'enov velotesh le'schar atol dibor v'dibor. Revolver said, pshat of the Medrash is Lipin Leischar Al Kol Psiyah V'Psiyah. Rashi says Al Kol Dibur V'Dibur. Rashi, the Medrash says Al Kol Psiyah V'Psiyah. He says there's a Taich. If the Eibush would have told him where he's going and told him the destination, so the Eibush is telling him it's Lech Lecha, but it's one thing to go get to that destination. But when he doesn't know where he's going, so then Faker, it's Kol Psiyah V'Psiyah of Azundur Eschar. Every Psiyah is a separate Tzikiyim of listening to Tzivay Avoyri. And that was the Lipin Schar Al Kol Psiyah V'Psiyah. You have the Hemshech by he Rav Ba'aretz. There was a Rav. The Medrash says that in the Kufa of the whole world, there were 10 times that there was Rav. In the times of Rishon, in the times of Lemech, the third one is in the times of Avraham Avinu, and the Medrash goes through the process, the 10 times that in through the history of the world that there was a Rav. And it says that the 10th one is going to be Liyamoshiach, Loi Rav Lalechem, Loi Tzomei Lamayim, Kiyam Lishmoyas Divrei Hashem. There's going to be a Rav. So there's a Shaila had a Taita, what's this Rav Lishmoyas Divrei Hashem? Is it a Maila? Is it a Taita up? What's the Nakuda of it over here? They say, of course, in the Pun of Jerov, he says a Taich. He says it's going to be a matzav of the door of Ikvus and the Mashiach, that it's not such a Pashta matzav of the door. He says like this, when there's a Rav Lalechem, so there's not that much lechem, and then even a small morsel of bread, wow, the person is going to spoil, and he runs for it, and he's mistaken, he has a morsel of bread. That means there's going to be a Rav Lishmoy Yadvar Hashem. It's going to be that people are going to be mistaken, what a little bit you have already, that's already, when there's a Rav for Lishmoy Yadvar Hashem, so people will be mistaken even a little bit. That's the Arbit not to do that. To work on that. The Ma'aseh, that's an idea that Avraham Avinu went down and left a Yeret. He was a Yeret from Eretz Yisrael. So the Ramban says this, that he was Yeret, wait. Because Kefi Dargis Avraham Avinu, he wasn't supposed to. He should have been Ma'aseh Nefesh. And the Achronim talk about this halacha, when a person is allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, if there's a matzav of Rav, or Cherev, or a Sakana, when you have a Heter, it's a Fregan Rav, a Fregan Apoisit, when you have a Heter to leave Eretz Yisrael, not. But it says here that Avraham Avinu was a tvi on him, and the Ramban writes a sharp zach. But Amaisa Azeh, that he went down to Mitzrayim, he left. Nigzer al zaroi hadolos be'eretz Mitzrayim biyad parei v'mokem amishpat shama aresh v'achet. The chet that he went down because of that, the Yidden went into Golos. So Chaim Shalevitz has a whole shmuz on this Ramban. How for that pni of that darg of Avraham that he didn't, that caused the whole Golos of Mitzrayim. Lamaisa, if you look at the lashon of the Ramban, you have to be. It could be there's a different word of here. The Ramban is not saying that's why the Yidden went into Golus Arshona. The Golus is anyway supposed to be this Brisket and Absorb. There's other Cheshboinus in the Tzur of the Korah Barzal, what's supposed to be. The Lashon of the Ramban is, Al Maisa Zeh, Nigzar Al Zaroi, HaGolus Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Right? They didn't have to be in Golus, but who says where? It could be in a different place. Because of this Maisa, so they would Nigzar to be in Eretz Mitzrayim. Because B'mokam HaMishpot, Shama HaReshav HaKeh. Because that's where he did the Chet of leaving. So that's why the only one that it was in Mitzrayim. Not that the whole Golus Bechlal is because of this Indian. You have to know what's the nature of the Ramban. B'cholofin, he's going down towards Mitzrayim, and the Pasuk says, Avraham Avinu says, Hinei no yodai ki isha yifas mareot. So Rashi says, Ad achshav lo hikar bo. Mitoich tznias, he didn't know that she was isha yifas mare. But now he was makar ba yidei ha-maises. The man he saw and the reflection of the water he saw. Because Rashi's bothered. Till now he didn't know. The emes is this yodia and this hakara. You know we said before, there's two different things. Eshet Avraham Avinu was yodia, but now it says ad achshav lo hikar bo. We said before the madrega of hikar bo. But then Rashi brings another pshat. Davar acher, Yavan he knew, but it was minig oilam that the Torah haderech takes away, and she was oimid biyofia. And the pshut hikra is that achshav higia hashav that we have to be worried about. Lidoy al kach. Now lemaisa, the first pshat that takak pshuta he didn't know because tzniyas shevishneim he didn't know. So there's the famous kasha that Marsha asks. In Baba Basu Dav Tezayin, Frektim Arsho, the Gemara says, and we're going to talk about this to say them in these parashiyas, the Gemara says in Yuma Dav Chavchet, as well as in the end of Kedushin, Avraham Avinu Kal Terakul, Koydim Shinim, Afilu Erev Tavshilin, Shinem Ar Ekev Ashashav Hashem Avraham Koydim. So Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah, the Gemara says in Kedushin Dav, Memalini of the second parashiyah, the Gemara says, Osur La'odom L'kadosh Esa'isha Achi Yireno, Shemetizgane, and he's going to be over in V'haftal Reach and Kamoicha. So you mechuyev to see your wife before you get married. So how could it be that Avraham Avinu didn't know? Azay frektim Arsho. And Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah. Azay frektim Arsho. After the Arsho, one teretz, the erste teretz, he says, had Avraham Avinu looked before he got married, but that was many years before, he figured that by now, maybe it's not the same matter. Ever since then, he didn't look again. And he figured by now, maybe it changed. Today, the teretz, Dr. Arsho, you saw the Marshus, you saw in a few places that Avraham Avinu, when did he start keeping the Torah? Zokta Marsha, Avraham Avinu started keeping the Torah after he did the Brit. His Halech Lefonai Beheya Tomim, that's when he became to the Darga, which of course we're going to discuss Kaseda through these parashas now. Did Imamish become a Yid or he still has a din of a Ben Noyach? There's a Shaila B'Zrochim, the Mora D'Shmaitza of this topic, Be'ezer Hashem, B'Siyat HaShemayim, maybe we'll try to come out every week to talk about the topic a little bit. But the Parashas Drachim Shtel Davek, the Chakir, if Avraham Avinu has a status of a Yid or a Goy, or it's only L'chumra Yid, or it's Me'ikra, then even L'kula, he gets a Din of a Yid. Or B'zoktim Arsho, when did that happen? After the Bris Mila. His Halech L'fonai Ve'ei Yisomim. Now, the emphasis is not Pashit, it's Taka, big Machloikis, I don't know if that's true. B'chlal, the topic of Avraham Avinu has a Din of a Yid, that's the Parashas Drachim Boys, is a Machloikis Rishoinim, and a Machloikis Achroinim. He later makes it the Machloikis Yosef and the brothers, that's his Yidua the Gishtikl. But I'll put him like this. The Machadish! That Avraham Avinu only started keeping the mitzvahs after he did Bris Mila. So you can't ask why didn't he look at Sarah. That was way before. At that time he wasn't keeping the mitzvahs yet. Azoy Zokta Marsha. The same Marsha answers with this another kasha. Avraham Avinu married Hagar. She's a mitzris. He married Hagar. It was before he did Bris Mila. And again, there's another kasha which we have to get to. That why, if Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah, why didn't he do that? He only did Bris Mila at 100 when the Abraham was mitzavim. Why didn't he do Bris Mila until now? If he was already keeping all the mitzvahs. And Be'ezer Hashem, there's many, many truths in the discussion of the Marsha's Teretz, like this guy. Faket, he only started keeping the mitzvahs after he did Bris Mila, and then he makes Halach Lefoni by Yitomim. Beforehand, he wasn't doing it. Again, not everyone learns like that, and then you have to say other truths to these kashas. Other truths on why he didn't do Bris Mila earlier, at an earlier stage in life, if he was already keeping mitzvahs. And also, what was the heter that he didn't look at Sora? Amei Makar, not like this Marsha is the Medrash Tanchuma that says that Mishlagim saw that Avraham Avinu was so misrabe the mitzvahs that he was kind called Terakul Afilu Erev Tavshilin Bischuzeh Simulay Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lech Lecha Me'aretz Lecha Me'lav Lecha, that God the Mahat was kind called a mitzvahs was way before even Lech Lecha, which was in the 75. So that's about it. He's going a different mouth. Oh, but to the Etzim Kasha, we're holding still in the beginning. We're holding by the Kasha. How did Avraham Avinu get married without looking at? So one mahalach is that Ramban and Parshas told us learns that the Avos and Bechlal, Avram and the Avos kept the Torah only in Eretz Yisrael. He married Sarah in Charan. It was in Chutz Laaretz. When you get married in Chutz Laaretz, he doesn't have to keep the mitzvahs. This is even if you're learning the mitzvahs before the Bris Mila, but not in Chutz Laaretz. Another teretz that they say is that maybe the whole thing that you have to look before is because otherwise what's going to be afterwards, a hay in the dime, someone who knows he's Nelk, or someone who knows that even if he's going to look, his bevadoy is his madreg, is that it won't come to be nechshal in Shemet is gone alone. Maybe it's not a problem. Now the Erfin Nosach, that maybe he knows he's never gonna. Oh come on! You see, he ended up yesterday. Oh come on! Actually, the other Nosach, he knows for him it's not an issue. I heard Injil Ross says that had an Avraham Avinu taka see, because the Medrash says there was a reflection. So I heard an interesting pshat. The Emes that Avraham Avinu knew the whole time she ishi fatmar. But he thought maybe it's a chut shel chesed. There's a zamos that says by Esther also that nemes yirak raka soisa. But there was a chut shel chesed that she has a certain yoifi. It's a boy even nes. There's a certain chain. Now this a nekuda. Let me tell you soid. When an isha is not the etzem, but it's yofi because of chut shel chesed. If it's a sakon and you're going down to Mitzrayim and it's going to cause problems, the chut shel chesed is not going to be there. If the etzem is not yofi, a chut shel chesed. The chut shel chesed is not yet to cause problems when you're going to Mitzrayim. So Avraham Avinu thought maybe it's b'chal not a problem because it's a chut shel chesed. When we'll get to Mitzrayim, always chut shel chesed. Fakir, the chesed is that she shouldn't be off of that. But then he saw in the reflection. There's another yisoid. Chut shel chesed you don't see in the reflection. Chut shel chesed is not the etzem. You don't see him in the reflection. Avraham Avinu, the Medrash says he saw in the reflection that she was yofa. So then he chaved that it's yofi the etzem. We have a problem because we're going down to Mitzrayim. The other Rishonim say it's b'chal. It's because dafkin Mitzrayim, specifically because the Mitzrayim. In the Mitzrayim, which were not the Yofim, so there it's more boiled. Someone that's Yofim is going to be a problem. They say a word from the Baal Shem Tov. Dost alein that as Avraham Avinu got close to Mitzrayim, he suddenly was margish, or the story with the reflection of Bechlal, that he's chap that Sarah was Yofim, he chap was going to a place. And so the hashpa of the Mokim as we're getting close to Mitzrayim is so much so that it's already being much fear that I saw her, then he chap. What big of a problem we have here as we're getting down to Mitzrayim. And therefore, even as we get close, Vayikasher hikrev lo b'Mitzrayim. He tells Sarah to make a spiel that she should say that achoysiat. So I heard a murder the gevart. Why did he tell her before they got to Mitzrayim? Kasher hikrev, they're not even in Mitzrayim yet. They got close to Mitzrayim. Then he's saying, he's setting up the plan. So push it, you know, in advance. You know, you take care of it. But I heard a mussel, an interesting that. That's a maritime history, this is true, but this was the I don't know if it's a story, but for a mussel, Mizokdas in Volozhin, it wasn't push to get into the yeshiva. It was a whole marech until you got miskabel to the yeshiva. And as a rule, they had a setup that they're only going to take one or two bachrim from each city. I'm sure a big shtot. They'll take a few bachrim, but if you come from a kleiner shtetl, they'll take one or two bachrim from that shtetl. Now, if there's a bachrim trying to get into Volozhin, And he knows he comes from Eves Klein and Darfel, and there's already two Bochum in there from his Darfel. He's going to come, they say, I've come from Yad and Darfel, they're not going to accept him in. So the eighth he comes, he says, I come from an Andra class, yeah? He changes in the Mesvarat Pnim, but you can't do that when you get to Volozhin. You have to very fire them, Shen, 3 days in the trip when you're traveling in the Kremlin with the other Bochum, you have to already start Fakaitan, it comes from Barashim, Nishman Wolfslov, yeah? You have to make this fight, he catches a Hikrit, not from Shen Mach and the mice. They have afterwards the mice with Avram, the rib between Avram and Lloyd, and because of that taka they separate, Lloyd goes to Sidon. It's interesting, the Pasuk says, Pasuk in Tehillim, Matsasi es David Avdi. And the Medrash says, Heichon Matsasi v'Sidon. And the Mefarshim grapple, what does it mean they found David in Sidon? So there's a shtickel Torah, because David comes from Rus is Rus HaMoyaviyah, and Rus HaMoyaviyah comes from Lloyd. And Lloyd was in Sidon. Thus is Matsasi as David Avdi was Sidon. Now there's no Achiza of David in Sidon. This is my Mitzosio Ria, Zed, the Osset, the Zayin, this is the Smach. Again, it's not in the Sugya for those that started the Gemara. My Mitzosio Reisia, Zed is in Sidon. But upon him there's a rib between the Roy Navram and the Roy Mitzeloid. The Haknani Vaprizi Osboret. Zokrashi, what was the Machloikis? Lloyd is tiny. That we deserve it. It's not Geneva because this thing is Muftach Tavrom. He doesn't have a child. It's going to end up his Schwager, Plumenic, whatever, work out the relations. They were related a few different ways. And he's going to get it. Zok the Pasuk no, Vaknani Vaprizi Osbaret, not yet. Frek the Prashas Drachim, it's all part of that shtickle. Frek the Prashas Drachim, it says by, when Avram Vino comes to bury Sarah, he says, Ger v'toyshev anachimachem in Tirtzu, that I'm a Ger v'toyshev, and he says, I deserve it, it's mine, I was Muftach the Karka. So was he Muftach it or not? So some of them say the chiluk is before Yitzchak was born and after Yitzchak was born. Before Yitzchak was born, there wasn't muftach yet. After Yitzchak was born, yet the Prashas Drachim himself, based on a whole other thing, he goes that there's a chiluk between the gufa karka and the gidule karka. At this point, what did Avram own from the karka? He owned the gufa karka to make a kavura of the ma'ara of ma'aras hamachpeva hotar arech. Or gidulim, the roye loit for the gidulim didn't belong to him yet. Now, the Ma'aser Abraham told Avram that he can make a kinyan. Kum his halich va'aretz l'rochba la'arkul l'rochba. It's interesting. He brings that you see from here that Avram Avinu has a din of a yid even l'kula. Why? Because which kinyan did he do? Kum his halich va'aretz is kinyan chazaka. Kinyan chazaka only by a yid, not by a ben noach. The Prashas Drachim says you see from here not only that l'chumra he has a din of Yisrael, l'kula he has a din of Yisrael. We rely on kinyan chazaka from this kum his halich va'aretz. Frek Rabbi Kiv Eger. Rabbi Kiv Eger has hagoyis on the Prashas Drachim. Frek Rabbi Kiv Eger, the Prashas Drachim himself, four other times in the shtickle, goes and says with the Marsha that Avram Avinu only cut the yid mitzvahs and thought of having a din like a yid only after the Bris Milah. How could you tell me that the Kumas Halach Ba'aretz over here is Kinyan Chazaka, I mean Din Yisrael, if it's before he started keeping the Bris? As I frek Rabbi Kiv Eger. Another whole big sugi over here that after Lloyd separated, Lloyd went to Sidon, he parred no me'alai. And there is the Chizkuni says, he parred no me'alai. That's why Loyovi Amoini Me'avi Bakal Hashem. It's Maisa Obisim and Labonim. He parred no me'alai. Separate from Lloyd, which is Amoin and Moit. But then you have the Maisa of the Malachim, the Malcham of the Malachim. There's a Moir de Kedrash from the Kliyokar. The Kliyokar has a Sefer. Besides the Kliyokar and Chabash, he has a Sefer, Oilus Ephraim. So there's a Moir de Kedrash. Bariches there, I'll speak just in a bit. He teaches up what's the machlokes of the Arba Malachim connected to the Chamesh Malachim. The Arba Malachim is the Guf. A Guf is the Guf and the Neshama. The Guf is four Markivim. Offer Eish Mayim Beruach, that four basic elements. And all this forum talks about the basic elements of Offer Ruach, Eish and Mayim is in the Guf. Luma said the Neshama is Nefesh Ruach, Neshama Chai Yechida, Man Chai. There's ruach in both. I don't know what the two ruach I saw. That's not for now. But the kapanim is the guf, offer eish ruach and mayim, and then there's the neshama. There's a mulchama. This kesei the retagavur. Or for the person until the shloish reishon, until his bar mitzvah, only at the bar mitzvah, then it's nichnas by the eitzah toiv. So it's the shloish reishon. That's when it becomes the spitz of the mulchama between the arba neged the chamesh, between the guf and the neshama. Thank you. The Bris Ben Absorim. The Bris Ben Absorim, according to a lot of the Rishonim, it's one of the Asorim Nisyonis. The Bris Ben Absorim is one of the Asorim Nisyonis. What's the Nisyon? In Absorim, Avram Avinu sees a Nevuah. He sees a Nevuah be'emes of all the Goliyos, all the Tzoris, all the good things also, but everything, the whole history, the whole Geschichte from Klal Yisrael, the Doroysom. Be'emes, Mitchila, he sees Golis Mitzrayim, and Golis Mitzrayim was supposed to end up being the end of the Golis, but then what happened? They weren't able to stay there for 430 years. So they had to stay less. And then because of that, it's Nitzrach, more Goliyos and more Tzoris. All of that he sees in the Brisbane of Tzoris. So that's a Shrekelch and a Soyin for Avram. The Avi Ha'uma to be able to be margish and be soib all of that, and that's why I saw in the Mar the Kipshat that that's why the Tardem and the Fellas, when you give a person a Shrekelcha operation, you have to put an anesthesia. You can't. It's not something you can be soib. You had a push Tardem and the Fellas to be able to be soib the Kev and the Tsar and the Yisurim of all the Dairus, all the Tsaris. It's all there in the Brisbane of Tsarim. Avram Avinu, who representing all the Klal Yisrael, he all of that is in the Brisbane of Tsarim. Now, in the Brisbane of Sarim, the Haftocha was V'dor Revi Yashuvu Heino. That there's going to be a Golis, they're going to go down to Mitzrayim. V'dor Revi Yashuvu Heino. So, what's the Dor Revi? Rashi says, from Yaakov. He's talking to Avram, but not four Doris from Avram. Which four Doris from Avram came back there as Mitzrayim? Came back there as Israel. It's from Yaakov. And it's Yehuda, Peretz, Chetroin, and Kolin. That's the four Doris. Kolin is ready from Boy Har, Kolin, Yeshua, Kolin. So it's the Arab, the Dor Revi is Yehuda, Peretz, Chetzron, and Kolev. As I said, Rashi. The Rashbam says the Pshat, Dor Revi, a Dor is 100 years. Dor Yeshuva, hey, it means 400 years. Arab Meir Shana, the Arab Meir Shana of the Golis. I saw various Mishonim say different Pshat than where you get to the Chesh, four Dors. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in the time of the Krah, he brings, and he says, this is Pshuta Yisomekri. He says, this is Pashupshan. Serach Basher and Yechevet Basle. That means they're children of the Shvatim. That's Dor Revi of Avram. They came back there to Israel. Serach Basher and Yechevet Basle.
So they live to come
back. To come back. That's what the Dor Revi is referring to. There are Taka, two people that are fourth generation to Avram. Not like Rashi says from Yaakov, or the Rashbam says it means numbers. The Ben Ezra says it's from Kehosi. It's different Cheshboinus, so he said. So no, it's Kipshuti from Serach Bas Osher and Yechevet Bas Levi. So I had a shtickle ha'ara. Serach Bas Osher and Yechevet Bas Levi is Dorvi. Come on, no one from that door came back. If you have a, from Chazal, you know that Serach Bas Osher lived many hundred years and Yechevet Bas Levi, that Dorvi, door has begun to door. I thought you heard it's ha'ara. And he said it's Pashup Shah. But the mic like this. What's Rashi's pshat? It's from Yankiv Avinu, and it's Yehuda Chetzer Kolev, the door of Kolev, the door of so everyone was died in the midbar. Kolev was mamish achad the door that he came back. If Rashi can say door Revi means Kolev, and Lamaise it's not the whole door, it's Taka only Kolev. So Megar Zogin, that's the that it's Taka from Avram, and it's gone from Zerach Basosha. What's the chilik Kolev from Zerach Basosha? Is I just say yeah, good pshat. If I was trapped to say no, but it's a big chiddush. I have to be my eye. Avram Avinu Bris Ben Absorim. The Bris Ben Absorim is a Nevuah. Now the Eibishter Avadah knows everything, and this is the Nevuah. But we know that the Emes, it's okay, we're going into Bechiri Yedli now. I don't want to get too far deep into the confusion of it. Or Bekena, that the Bris Ben Absorim is before Chet Meraglim. Chet Meraglim is what caused the Bris Ben Absorim, though, it's seeing everything that's going to happen. Or Chet Meraglim is why the Dor of Kolev was killed out. Behelim Chaglim Be'etim, the Dor of Kolev is supposed to be the Dor of Eid. Maybe Bris Ben Absorim, the Dor Revi Yeshuvu Heino, is far Chet Meraglim. Azoi Dar Zayn. They had Mechira not to do Chet Meraglim. Zoi Shem Dor Revi. Then Dor Revi means Kipshut, a college gone to Dor. It doesn't mean Seraph Bas Osh's Dor. Avad is still, the B'nei U'B'nois HaShvotim U'Cher, Alpi the Cheshman of the Nehat of Years, wasn't Alpi Deva supposed to live. That's why it's still a Shver of Shat, that Dor Revi just means Seraph Bas Osh. But to say that it goes on Kolev, thus is on Chet Meraglim. We're holding the Chfardim. But of course, when you're dealing with a Nevuah, a Bris Ben Absorim, that's supposed to be Asli, there's the Chari, you do take everything into consideration. B'doy Melazeh, the Rashbam says, Doy Revi Arba Meyas Shana. He says, Doy Revi is 100 years, so it's Arba Meyas Shana. So I'm only 210. So everyone knows, from Yitzchak, it's not from this. Efshem Vayter. Be'em that they were supposed to be the 400 years. Why didn't they stay? That was ready because they fell into the Nun Shari Tumah, so the Ebershter had to take it out earlier. which redushana, which is by the way, doir is redu. Another pshat that Rishonim said, Baal Turim says, doirvi is redu. After the redu years, it will come back. But can't say the arba meyash is far then. Azoy the tochnit amikori is that it's supposed to be arba meyash. Just say arba meyash on the Mitzrayim. Can't say that's what licked in the Brisbane Absorum. Now we settled with the kasha. If Avraham Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kula like it says in Yumad Av Chavches and in Kedushin, so why didn't he do Bris Mila until now? This we stole this kasha before. Now he said, the Marsha himself asked this kasha. The Marsha says that Avraham Avinu started keeping the Torah after he did Bris Mila, and therefore there's no shverkai that why didn't he do Bris Mila earlier? He wasn't keeping the mitzvahs yet. That's about the one teretz. That's Oymid Bitnei Atzma. But not everyone learned like that. The Marsha, we had the Medrash Tanchuma that he was keeping mitzvahs before Lech Lecha already, and other Makayim. So if you go now like that, it's Kumsarik the Kasha, why Avraham Avinu wasn't Mal himself at an earlier stage, I don't know, at any stage, Eretz Yisrael, Lomazogan only in Eretz Yisrael and kept the mitzvah. So when he came to Eretz Yisrael the first time, either at 70 or at 75, that's a big balagan, how many trips he made, but why didn't he do Mirs Mila in? So Rabbi's Dubar on this Shiloh, one shot is precious drachim dik. You know, Avraham Avinu has a din of yid l'chumra, maybe even before he's going Bris Mila, but he really also is a benoyach. And maybe l'kula he can't go, and I say a benoyach to do a Bris Mila. It's choyvul ba'atmoy. It's not to him. It's not Bris Mila, and it's a choyvul ba'atmoy. So al benoyach he has no right to do. He's also benoyach. He has no right to do it to his own guf to make a chavola. Because the benoyach is making a chavola on his guf. Another pshat is that Bris Mila you only do once. And God lama tshuva mo'isa v'misha ein tshuva mo'isa. And Avraham Avinu assumes, or maybe even knows, if he knows the whole Torah, he knows this also, that he's going to be mitzvah. And it's something you can only do once. Do after this, tough as Dan Bris, something, but you can't do the Etzan Mila. So again, Avraham Avinu already at the age of 60, going down like the guy, he's doing mitzvahs already. Call him mitzvahs, he's lying Chanuk again, he's doing everything. Nor Bris Mila, he knows he can only do once. God will have a silver voice, he's waiting to get the tzivu. And he knows he's going to get the tzivu. As a base gangster, based on the side. Based on the terrorists from this cash, and based on Marshall. Based on another nakuda could be that Bris Mila is a bris, is a krisus bris. It's not just a ma'isa mila; it's a covenant. It's a bris between two tzadim. Until you get the tzibah from the Rabbanu Shlomo, that's not bris. Maybe it's mila, but it's not bris. From the Bris Karov Mezok Tavart, that Avraham Avinu, before he got the tzibah to do mila, he didn't have a din of an orel. We know that Mila is on Aral, the Shlomoshel is Mavur, that the baby, the first 7 days, is not an Oral. A Koyan Oral is not allowed to be Nene Truma. A baby, the first 7 days, you can smear him with Shem and Shel Truma. He's not an Oral. A Koyan baby. On the night of the eighth year, the Gemara Yishalmi declares that even though the Zman of Bris Mila is only the next morning, of the Ethan, you already become an Oral at night. You rather can't do Bris Mila yet, but you're ready an Oral, and that night, you can't be Nimshech B'Shem and Shel Truma, you can't be Moshel. But the first 7 days, he's not an Oral yet. Zakti Bistrav Avraham Avinu wasn't an oral until he got the tzivui. Until he got the tzivui, he wasn't an oral. Only an oral is shy to do the Bris Mila. And he's keeping all the mitzvahs already. Again, we're going now like the Mashiach, he's doing all the mitzvahs. Oral is an oral. He's not an oral, you can't have Bris Mila. And so is Zakti Bistrav. There's another pshat. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that only someone who's mohel, could do a Bris Mila. Someone who's already mohel, he's kosher, he mohel, yimol. Only someone who's mohel could do a Bris Mila. If the emphasis, who did Avraham Avinu's Bris Mila? So it's Shaila Sfira the Midrash. One shot is, V'choros imoy habris, that the Rebbein was mal Avraham Avinu. V'choros imoy habris, the Rebbein Shlom. So that itself is a teretz, by the way. He couldn't do it himself, he has to wait till the Rebbein Shlom is mal. Another mal is that Shem ben Noyach. Shem ben Noyach was noilad mohel, so Shem ben Noyach was mal. But then it's still Shver. Shem ben Noyach could have been mal him 30 years before us. But only someone that's mohel could be mal. But there's another pshat based on a pshula that didn't have difference. We'll say Azanosich. Who was Avraham Avinu's moil of Yemes at the end of the day? We said in Mahalach Hashem or Shane. Another pshat is Avraham Avinu was mal himself. The Yemes is a good once to be Megayer, can't mal himself. Why not? So how could Avraham Avinu be mal himself? So look there, Yemes, boyim kachas. Right? With the Mila, he's mohel, so boyim kachas. The MS, a goy, flat out, who wants to be Megar, cannot be Mal himself and say, boy in kachas, he's Mohol and he was Mal and everything is good. Because there's two parts to Mila. There's Mila and there's Priya. Call a Mohol like Parakilo and Mohol. And until you do Priya, you might be not Mohol yet. So if a goy, the man is there, can try to Mal himself and say, oh, I became a Yid because I was Mal myself, it doesn't work. Because he did Mila, he didn't do Priya yet, and his Mila is not a good Mila. It was done by someone who's not. But Avraham Avinu, the Gemara says Yevamos, was not Nitztava on Priya, only on Mila. Loi Nitna Priya Elo Bimei Yehoshua. So Avraham Avinu was not Nitztava. But now here's the tzu. He was Nitztava at the age of 100 in Mila. When he was 55, and we're asking the Kasha that if you go to the house that already at the age of 55, who's already keeping all the mitzvahs? So we have a Kasha, let him go do Mila. Teretz says there's no one that he can't do it himself. Because if he's Stamas, he wants to keep the whole Torah, he also does Priya. Teretz says in Yevamos that he wasn't Mitzvah in Priya, but he did it because Avraham Avinu kind of all there at all. So it's not going to be a Boyim Kasha. But now that he got the Tzivoy to do Mila, and only Mila, not Priya. Priya he might do also, that's kind of called terakul, that's afterwards. But Mila, now he could do Mila himself, because now he's considered Mal. Look at that, and Shasanta Mais, Avraham Avinu was Mal all B'nai Vesa Yosu, it's Machloikis Rishoinim. Most Rishoinim learned that Avraham Avinu was Mal himself first. And after he was Mal himself, he went to Mal everyone else. And that's been very Gishmak. First he was Mal himself, with Boyin Kachas, now he's Mohul, now he can be Mal everyone else. The Ramban, the Moshul, is not like that. The Ramban says he was Mal himself last. He says he probably a lot of different moils, but he had to be busy with the whole day, making sure everyone's taken care of. He was some Mal himself last. What's with the fact that he's not Mal? The Kash on the Ramban. But most of the gentlemen know that Avadi was Mal himself first. Cheshbon, it has to be like that, because only after he's Mal himself, now he's Mal. But I want to go a step further. Merzikitach. The Gemara says that Avraham Avinu was not Nitztave in Kriya. Only me. Mor Nivam, Stafayna. Fred Tois over there in Yevamos, the Ritva Tois, the ass. I is a medrash that it says Avraham Avinu did Priya to Yishmael. To himself, it wasn't the gay, it wasn't the gay, but by Yishmael he did Priya. I, he wasn't the Stav in Priya. Zog Tois, the Ritva, the Rishonim in Yevamos. Avraham Avinu can't call a Torah Kula. So he wasn't the Stav in Priya, but he did it because he was the kind of call a Torah Kula. I want to make a tilt. The Marsha holds that Avraham Avinu only started keeping the mitzvahs after he did Priya. Let's go back that way. Avraham Avinu only started keeping the mitzvahs after he did Mila. Now you tell me, why Priya on Yishmael? Because he was being Makai in all the mitzvahs. But he only started being Makai in all the mitzvahs after he did Mila. So mostly that's the Tzeder Advarim, that first he was Mal himself. From that moment on that he was Mal himself, he now, Prashas Drach came now, a Yid, a Halbi Yid, a Ganti, whatever, Prashas Drach and the Yid. Now he's doing Kai and Kol Terakuva. So then, a few minutes later, he's Mal Yeshua, Suda Tzu, he did Priya also. Why? He's not the Tzu in Priya? But Avraham Avinu Kai and Kol. But had he not been Mal himself yet. So first he has Shal, he's not Mo, but more than that. He's not Mitzvah, and he's not kind called Erekul, and he can't do Priya. He's not a Priya. The Lord tried to step by. There's a sphere in the Midrashim when Avraham Avinu did Bris Mila. According to the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, it was on Yom Kippur. So then if they ask, Avraham Avinu did Mila on Yom Kippur, it's Avraham Avinu's Mila Shaloi Bizman. He's 100 years old. It's not Mila Bizman. Mila Bizman is Doichi Shabbos. Mila Bizman is Doichi Yom Kippur. Mila Bizman is not Doichi Shabbos. It's not Doichi Yom Kippur. So how did he do Mila on Yom Kippur? So I fracked the Chakasha. So I wanted to say once a terrorist. Avraham Avinu was Mila Bizman. You know what Mila Bizman is? Mila Bizman is the day of the Tzivui. Gratis by 8 days old. By Avraham, the day of the Tzivui, that's Mila Bizman. It's Doichi Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Shainavort, I saw Marshon Ishtazid. Marshon Nidoran. The Gemara in the Dorim said like that Mila, Gedoyla Mila, Shadoichalois, Gedoyla Mila, how much of things, the Mile of Mila. Gedoyla Mila, Shavram Avinu Nikra Tomin. So the Masha says, what's the Chiddush of that? He says, even though it was a Mila Shaloibis Mano, still it has these miles. So the Masha, Akapan Mistin Amzan, it was a Mila Shaloibis Mano. Afreks, Tanachim. Had Avram Avinu do Mila on Yom Kippur, Mila Shaloibis Mano is not Dorichim Kippur. So the Emes Tom say that he was doing it with him with the Kodesh Baruch Hu B'choras Imayav Rish Shnayim Sh'osu L'spot. So he was saying so I was telling like this, the Emes, there would be a before Avraham Avinu did Mila, he wasn't Yom Kippur yet. He only started keeping the mitzvahs after. So when he did the Mila, it wasn't Yom Kippur yet. He did the Mila, then it became Yom Kippur. So it's not a problem. My problem is you do Priya on Yishmol. The Priya of Yishmol is not Doichi Yom Kippur. The Mila of Yishmol, I understand, is Doichi Yom Kippur, even though it's already Yom Kippur for him now, because he has a Mefurish Tzivu. That's not fair. Hashem told him Mefurish, go be my Nebesai. What Tzivu Mefurish from the Rabbanu Shalom is sharper than the Indian of Avraham Avinu Kain Kol Terebu. But why did he go do Priya on Yishmol? Why is he doing Priya on Yishmol if it's already Yom Kippur now, and the Indian of doing Yom Kippur is an Indian of Kain Kol Terebu, and the Indian of doing Priya on Yishmol is also an Indian, but it shouldn't be Doichi, it's Shalai Bizmano. Why is he doing Priya on Yom Kippur? It doesn't listen, it doesn't fire him. I wonder if you raise the tides a little bit. We said the different mahalachim about Avraham Avinu. We said before the avodah of the Brisker Rav. I want to say Epsher, a different mahalach. Maybe you could say that's what the Brisker Rav meant. The Rambam is alder of this part, but totally different part. But I want to speak it out like this. The Brisker Rav said that Avraham Avinu couldn't do Bris Milah until then because he wasn't even an Arul yet. Arul is the Mokam Hamilah that by a year, 7 days when he's born, that place is called Arul. We know that a goy isn't gantan an Arul. A goy is an Arul. Gemara says in the Dorim, Hanoyder Min Ha'arelim is also to be nana from a goy. Even if the goy did a Bris Milah. It's not Milah. A goy is an Arul. His gantan Ramachay Borim is an Arul. One big Arul. Not just the Mokam Hamilah. The whole goy is an Arul. What does it help that the, that's the sound of the Gemara Dorim, by the way. Hanoyder Min Ha'arelim. You can't be nana from this guy. He did a Bris Milah. His whole Ramachim Arum is Arum. One big Arum. It's not going to help him what he cut off. He's cut off everything. You know? He's Arum. The Gemara says in the Dorah that Avraham Avinu originally was called Avraham. Avraham is 243. And then Hashem added a hey. Hashem added a hey to Avraham. Avraham is 248, Ramach. The Gemara explains in the Dorah that Avraham Avinu matched on those last five Avraham. The Einayim, the Oznayim, Shmiras Einayim, Shmiras Shmiras Haloshim Oznayim, and the Rosh Hagdiyah, the 5 day Barim. And Avraham Avinu was Mashlam. It says Avraham's Avoid was that he was slowly, slowly Mashlam his Guf. In the beginning he was Kulay Arul. Then he already had all 243 of Barim. But he wasn't ready. When he was finally Mashlam the last 5 days, that's when he was ready now for Mila. So when we say that until then he wasn't an Arul, Faker, he was. The Mokam Hamila wasn't Arul. He wasn't Mashlam yet the process of fixing up his Ramachay Barim. When he was ready for those Ramachim, then he's ready for Mila. That's what it means he wasn't Oral yet. The Mokam HaMila wasn't Oral. Fakir, he was in the process of de-Oralizing his whole goof, his whole mouth. A totally different part, but it's a shit, it's a Moira de Gezach. We asked the Kash, we'll end with this, the Moira de Gezach, a part from the Mendel Mirim, the Moira de Gezach. It says like this. Avraham Avinu didn't do Bris Milah until now. Why not? If he's keeping the whole Torah, why isn't he doing Bris Milah? It says, what does it mean Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah? Avraham Avinu me'efu hu lomed Torah me'atzmoy. The Gemara says, yeah, me'atzmoy. Me'atzmoy is from his own atzmius. Now every aver of a person is connected to different mitzvah. There's the Ramachi Borim and the Shasagi. When Avraham Avinu kept the different mitzvahs, it's because from his aver, each, we don't know if we saw it, from this, yeah, from each aver that represents a mitzvah, Wulman, Minim, Shofar, Pesach, Tzitzis, Tzilin, from the different avarim. From his Aver, he was on such a madrig that he worked on those Avarim, and he understood about that, and he had a hasog in it, and that's why he did it. But Avraham Avinu was still an Oral. This is Punkka. He was still an Oral. So he didn't do Bris Milah because that's the one mitzvah he didn't master yet. The hasog that he had in the Baramach mitzvah is from the Oral. Milah, he wasn't master because he was Oral in that Mokum, only until the Rabbi Shalom was Megalah him. The other Reish Mem Zayin mitzvahs he was able to do, he was mastering the hasog of those mitzvahs from his Avarim. Of Milah still an Oral. Steltifar, I don't know the other 247, but Steltifar, the mitzvah of Milah, is from that Aver. So that he didn't understand. That he didn't understand. That wasn't, that's another, Zachin was another teret to why he didn't do Bris Milah until then. But it's also a Tifra Havana in what it means in the process of that a Yid is Mishkan Oral.